Well, shalom, y'all. We are so glad you have joined us for this week's teaching. You know, his word tells us, great shalom have those who love his Torah, and nothing will cause them to stumble. You know, we're going to continue going through the book of Judges this week. We're going to be talking about Samson. You remember, Samson was a Nazarite. He was born with a purpose, and that purpose was to deliver Israel from the Philistines. And the reason Israel needed deliverance from the Philistines was because they had turned their back on God and they had began to walk in disobedience. So Samson was born with a purpose, and from a child, he lived as a Nazarite. He lived underneath a vow, and the Nazarite vow was a vow of separation. It was one who was setting himself apart unto God. So let's look at verse 17. And he told her all his heart and said to her, a razor has never come upon my head, for I have been a Nazarite to God from my mother's womb. If my head is shaved, then my strength will leave me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man. Now, you know, Samson had been tormenting the Philistines, and Delilah was sent by the Philistines to try and figure out what was the source of Samson's strength, so they could defeat him. And so Delilah, you know, she plays her game with Samson. And finally, Samson admits to her and tells her where his strength comes from. He says, if my head is shaved, then my strength will leave me. I shall become weak like any other man. The strength of Samson lied upon his vow to be set apart unto Yahweh. And as long as he lived in his vow and he walked in that vow, he had this superhuman strength. And he did all kind of superhuman feats, you could say, in defeating the Philistines. That strength wasn't necessarily from Samson, but it was strength that was given to him from God. In his set apartness, there was strength. And the same is for us. It is in our set apartness that we have strength to walk with God and to fulfill the purpose in which he has given us. It was in his set apartness that he had the strength to fulfill the purpose in which he was given to do. His purpose was to deliver Israel. Now, we kind of read through the story of Samson. We see that Samson was not a perfect man. We read through his life and we can see that there was some mistakes that he made, but he did have his vow, which he walked, and as long as his hair was long and was not cut, then he had this strength that was from God. Now let's look at Judges chapter 13 and verse 3. It says, and the angel of Yahweh appeared to the woman and said to her, behold, you are barren and have not borne children, but ye shall conceive and bear a son. Therefore, be careful and drink no wine or strong drink, and eat nothing unclean. For behold, ye shall conceive and bear a son. No razor shall come upon his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb. And he shall begin to save Israel from the hand of the Philistines. So this is the verse where we see what Samson's purpose was, to deliver Israel from the hand of the Philistines. And from his birth, he was born with this purpose. And with this purpose, he was called to be a Nazarite, to be set apart unto God. We, as Samson, are born with a purpose. And we have all been called to be set apart unto God. And it's in our set apartness that we are able to carry out the very purpose in which he has given us to do. Our set apartness is us acting different than the world. Samson did things that the average person did not do. He did not drink wine. He was not to eat anything unclean. He did not cut his hair. It made him set apart or different from everyone else. If we're going to fulfill the purpose that he has given us to do, we cannot be afraid to be set apart, to be different, to appear different, and to look different, to behave different. People could see Samson and see that he was not like them. And because he was set apart, he was also set apart in his strength and his ability. He was able to accomplish feats that the average man could not do. We can accomplish things for his kingdom and the purpose that he has called us to do when we are connected and walking in that set apartness with him that we could not accomplish without him. The things that Samson accomplished was because God's hand was upon his life and he was with him. And this was connected to his vow that he had with God. It's the same with us. He gives us his spirit. And as we walk with his spirit and we walk with him, his spirit will do things through us that we would never be able to accomplish on our own. And that connection comes in the fact that we are willing to be set apart. And what sets us apart? It's following his commandments. It's walking in obedience to his word. His Torah is holy. It is set apart. It is what separates us from the world. Okay, so we all have a purpose. We have been given a purpose. Just as Gideon was born with a purpose to save Israel from the Philistines, we all have been born with a purpose. Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 10. For thus says Yahweh, when 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will visit you, and I will fulfill to you my promise and bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares Yahweh, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me. Come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares Yahweh, and I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all the nations and all the places where I have driven you, declares Yahweh, and I will bring you back to this place from which I sent you into exile. So in this passage, I want to start with verse 10. When 70 years are completed, so Israel is off in captivity in Babylon because they have walked in disobedience to Yahweh. They have disobeyed his commands. They have not worshiped him. And instead, they worshiped the pagan gods of the land instead. And he told them that their time in captivity would be equivalent to the years of the sabbatical years that they were not obedient unto. So 70 years they were going to serve in Babylon. So he brings discipline unto Israel. But what we see here in this passage is even though they were disobedient, God did not cast them off. Just as we see in the story of Samson, God did not cast off Israel because they were walking in disobedience. He called Gideon to come and save them from the Philistines. His desire is for his people to repent. That's why he brings discipline. He brought Israel to exile in Babylon to bring discipline. He allowed the Philistines to rule over Israel because of their disobedience. So he brought discipline to Israel. So he brings discipline unto us, and his discipline is not to destroy us. His discipline is to bring us back to him, to bring restoration, to restore us into that right relationship with him, that we're walking in set apartness with him. Because if we abandon set apartness and we walk in our flesh and we walk in the conformity of the world, then destruction will come. That is what Israel did. They conformed to the people of the land instead of walking in the set apartness that God had called them to walk in. But even in this discipline, even in his anger over their disobedience, he promises that he's going to come back to them. And he even tells them, I have a plan for you. He has a plan for us. We don't have to be perfect. And even if we've made mistakes in our past or we are making mistakes as of now, his goal and his desire is for us to turn and to embrace him with all of our heart and to seek him with all of our heart because he has a plan for us. And his plan is not for evil, but it is for good, for us to have a future and to have hope, to have life. That is his desire for us. And he says, if you call upon me, I will hear you. That is the faithfulness of our God. That even in the fact that they had turned their back on him and they're serving 70 years in exile in Babylon for their hard hearts and resisting him and rejecting him and worshiping the gods of the land, he tells him, if you call upon me and pray to me, I will hear you. He is faithful to hear the prayer of those who turn their hearts to him. And what does he say? You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Very interesting. When you look at that Hebrew word there for seek, that word means to tread down. So the concept, the idea that you can see here is when you seek me with all your heart. So when you come after me over and over and over again to tread, to beaten down, it's that idea of when you walk the same path over and over and over again, what happens? The grass gets trampled down. The grass gets beaten down. And then it becomes a bare spot because you've traveled over that spot so many times. That's what he's talking about when he says, when you seek me with all of your heart. It is a continual going after him over and over and over and over again. And he says, when you do that, I will be found by you. I will restore to you what you once had before you were driven from your land. So he is faithful to forgive us, and he has given us a purpose and a plan, and he has called us for a reason. Let's look at Leviticus chapter 26 and verse 40. But if they confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers and their treachery that they committed against me and also in walking contrary to me, so that I walked contrary to them and brought them into the land of their enemies, if then their uncircumcised heart is humbled and they make amends for their iniquity, then I will remember my covenant with Jacob, and I will remember my covenant with Isaac, and my covenant with Abraham, and I will remember the land. But the land shall be abandoned by them and enjoy its Sabbaths while it lies desolate without them. And they shall make amends for their iniquity because they spurned my rules and their soul abhorred my statutes. Yet for all that, when they were in the land of their enemies, I will not spurn them. Neither will I abhor them as to destroy them utterly and break my covenant with them. For I am Yahweh their God. But I will for their sake remember the covenant with their forefathers whom I brought out of the land of Egypt and the sight of the nations that I might be their God. I am Yahweh. So this is a passage here in the Torah speaking of what is going to happen when Israel would turn their back on God and reject him and not walk in his ways. He lays it out in the Torah. But upon their stubbornness and their hard-heartedness, he says, if they will do these things, I will remain faithful in my covenant. I will remember it. What does he say? If they confess their iniquity, if they confess how they have sinned against me and have walked contrary to me, how they have walked in opposition to my law and my Torah, where they have resisted against me, rebelled against my commandment, and instead did what was right in their own eyes, or they did that which pleased their flesh. He says, but if they will confess. So it starts with the confession of what we have done wrong, the confessing of our sins. And then he says, if their uncircumcised heart is humbled. They walked contrary to them because their hearts were not circumcised. Their hearts did not have a desire to walk with God, to walk in humility with him. Humility means to walk in submission to God. A humble heart is one that is submissive to the will of God. A prideful heart is resistant to God's word. A humble heart, when it's told it's doing something wrong, is quick to repent of their sin and embrace that which is righteousness. So if they will get rid of that hard heart that is prideful and resistant to my word, to my Torah, and they humble it, they make it soft, they make it tender to hear my voice, to hear my law, to no longer be resisted against it, to no longer walk contrary to it, but to be submissive unto my Torah. He says, then I will make amends for their iniquity. So it starts with the people turning their hearts back to God, repenting of their sin, and embracing his ways. He says, then I will make amends. I will remember my covenant. It's very interesting what he says here in verse 14. He says, I will not spurn them, neither will I hate them, so to destroy them utterly, to break my covenant. So even in his anger, because they have broken covenant with him, he remains faithful, he remains merciful and gracious towards Israel. He brings discipline, but not discipline to the point to destroy them. The goal of his discipline was to bring repentance, not to destroy them. That is what he ultimately wants, is repentance. When he brings discipline unto us, he's not seeking to destroy us. He just wants to bring us back into covenant with him. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 1. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from Yahweh's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries in the wilderness, prepare the way of Yahweh, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of Yahweh shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of Yahweh has spoken. This is God's desire for his people, comfort for his people. He desires for his people to be comforted. His desire is not to bring discipline and wrath and to bring destruction, but he longs to comfort his people. For him to be able to say, your iniquity is pardoned. What does he say? A voice is crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of Yahweh. His desire is for this world to be comforted. And in order for this world to be comforted, we need to be out there as messengers proclaiming the message of Yahweh. We need to be preparing the way of Yahweh. We need to be that voice that is crying in the highway, calling people to make straight the desert highway for God, for people to repent of their sin, to embrace his ways, and to walk in his righteousness. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 28. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Yahweh is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exalted. But they who wait for Yahweh shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Samson's strength was in his set apartness. Our strength comes with our ability to be connected with Yahweh. Those who wait upon Yahweh, those who walk with Yahweh, those who are dependent upon him, who are in covenant with him, who are tied with him, who are dependent and trusting and relying upon him to accomplish the purpose, and not them trying to make the purpose happen on their own strength. To them, they will renew their strength. Your strength comes with being connected with him. You will mount up like wings, like eagles. You will run and not go weary. You will walk and not faint. He has given us a purpose, and that purpose is to comfort his people, to preach the gospel of Yeshua. And to those who will wait upon him, who will connect themselves with him, will do it in a strength that they never knew they had. If we try to accomplish it upon our own, we will find ourselves like Samson when his hair was cut and he was just as an ordinary man. But if we can learn to connect ourselves with Yahweh and wait upon him, then we can be as Samson before his hair was cut. And we can see the enemy defeated before our eyes with the very purpose he has given us to do. So let's go back to Judges chapter 16. And let's look at the faithfulness that God showed unto Samson, the mercy and the grace that he showed unto Samson after he sinned and messed up by telling Delilah where his strength lay. Because ultimately, she shaved his head. They gouged out his eyes. And they had him in bondage. They had him in chains. And so let's read here in Judges chapter 16 and verse 28. Then Samson called to Yahweh and said, O Lord Yahweh, please remember me and please strengthen me only this once, O God, that I may be avenged on the Philistines from my two eyes. And Samson grasped the two middle pillars on which the house rested, and he leaned his weight against them, his right hand on the one and his left hand on the other. And Samson said, Let me die with the Philistines. Then he bowed with all his strength, and the house fell upon the lords and upon all the people who were in it. So the dead whom he killed at his death were more than those whom he killed during his life. So we see here, even at the end, Yahweh showed mercy unto Samson. He allowed him to avenge himself against the Philistines, but also Samson would bring more destruction to the Philistines in his death after his sin than he did before his sin. If we're faithful to just simply turn back to him and repent of our sins when we mess up, he is not leaving us. He is not forsaking us. He is not counting us out. He is not disqualifying us. He did not disqualify Samson. He put his strength back upon Samson and allowed him to destroy the Philistines. We serve a loving God, a faithful God, a merciful God, whose desire is not to destroy us, not to avenge himself against us. His discipline is only for the mere purpose that we would turn back to him. His desire is for reconciliation, and he desires to comfort his people. Well, hallelujah. We are so glad that you have joined us for this week's teaching. We will be back again next week with another teaching. So come back now, and shalom, y'all.